Chapter 7 Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Part 4. In this final chapter, Alice comes across even more odd things in Wonderland. As Alice wandered further into Wonderland, she found a door in a tree that led into a hallway. The hallway led into the beautiful garden that she had been in earlier. Remarkably, upon entering the garden, she met a huge number of people, including royal courtiers and royal children, as well as the King and Queen of Hearts. They were about to begin a game of croquet, and they invited Alice to play. The game itself proved to be nothing but chaos, partly because the croquet ground was all ridges and furrows. The croquet balls were live hedgehogs, and the mallets were flamingos. Alice found that her biggest problem was managing her flamingo and stopping the balls, or hedgehogs, from walking away. In addition, the players all played at the same time without waiting for their turn. The queen, for her part, began stamping about and shouting, "Off with his head!" or "Off with her head!" But lucky for Alice, she was removed from the game by none other than the queen, who was eager for Alice to meet the Mock Turtle. On their way to meet the Mock Turtle, Alice was introduced to the griffin. What are a Mock Turtle and a griffin? Alice did not know either, nor did she ever get an answer that made sense. The best answer is that they are two more examples of the extraordinary inhabitants of Wonderland. Together, the Mock Turtle and the Griffin told the Queen and Alice stories of their school days. They recalled the subjects they had studied in school, including reeling, writhing, and ambition, not to mention ancient and modern mystery. Alice was quite certain that she had not yet studied these subjects. This odd conversation was stopped by the news that an important trial had begun. Alice raced off with the Griffin to discover that the Knave of Hearts was on trial for stealing some tarts. Just like the game of croquet, the trial itself was a confusing mess. The witnesses were not at all helpful. Quite strangely, Alice herself was called as a witness. When the queen said that the sentence should be announced before the jury had decided upon their verdict, Alice was ready to scream. In fact, she did.
"Stuff and nonsense," said Alice loudly. "The idea of having the sentence first?"
"Hold your tongue," said the queen, turning purple.
"I won't," said Alice.
"Off with her head," yelled the queen.
Again, lucky for Alice, just at that moment, she woke up on the riverbank beside her sister. The sun was still shining, and it was indeed a beautiful day. Alice eagerly told her sister all about her dream and her adventures in Wonderland. Alice's sister was quite entertained by the stories of Wonderland and the way in which Alice told them. Alice's eyes twinkled and shone as she told her sister about the caterpillar, the Cheshire Cat, the Mad Hatter, the March Hare, the King and Queen of Hearts, not to mention the White Rabbit. As Alice skipped away to enjoy some afternoon tea, her sister imagined this magical world full of curious creatures. Alice's sister hoped that Alice would always remember the day that she dreamed of Wonderland and continue to tell the stories.